let's talk to the young people. Now, have you all had a good week? Yep. Few heads nodding. Not all was nodding. I don't think Liam's head was nodding. Was it? Hey? He's probably going to say yes, he did. It's good to have a good week, isn't it? Sometimes it's not always a good week. Have you had all your exams now? Are you all sort of in them or finished them? And what, like assessments, aren't they? Any of taking GCSEs yet? Or yeah, Liam, you've just finished, haven't you? Yes, he's done all his. And so we're now waiting for results, aren't we? We are, yes. But what about if the results aren't always what we'd hoped for, or what maybe we've been believing for or praying for? Is it the end of the world? Is it the end of the world? No, it isn't if we follow Jesus. And if we follow Jesus, then we're following in his direction. And his direction, is his direction the same direction as the world and the way the world goes and lives? Again, heads are nodding. No, it's not. It's opposite. And so we shouldn't be shocked or surprised if things sometimes appear to go wrong. And the reason that they go wrong or appear to go wrong is because in our minds we've worked it out how it should be. We've worked it out, it's got to go this way. And it's got to go this way, and I'm going to pray a prayer of faith, and God will bless it, and God will answer it. And then we find it doesn't work out right, does it? Have you prayed and found it didn't work out how you thought? Eh? Heads are nodding again, aren't they? We've got some adults laughing here as well. Do you know why they're laughing? Eh? Have you got any idea why they're laughing? Huh? Have you got any idea why they're laughing? That's right. They've all been through it before. That's it. So we have to learn the Lord's ways. Now, what is one of the ways that we can learn God's ways? How do we learn God's ways? Any idea? Yes. In the Bible. The Word of God. The Word of God. But also, as we read the Word of God, we find that God says, he promises that he will turn it together for good, doesn't he? So if you get disappointments, or maybe sometimes those exam results didn't quite turn out as you thought, or maybe you were hoping for something and it didn't turn up on time, the Lord says, don't give up. Don't be despondent. Because he's teaching you something. He may be teaching you to wait. We're not all good at waiting, are we? In fact, we're terrible at waiting, aren't we? Because we all want it now. We want it immediately. And God says you have to wait for it sometimes. Or, actually God says, I'm actually going to bless you a lot more than what you actually think. And so that blessing, the blessings that he's going to give you, are in his timing. And when you begin to see his blessing, you think, wow, you know, I asked for this, but God has also given more. He's actually blessed abundantly. And not only what he's blessed me with, but he's blessed others as well, that they too may be blessed. And that's what I want you to understand, that whatever blessings you have from God, always, always remember this, in your heart, desire that not only are you blessed, but that others also may be blessed by your blessings. And if you have that desire in your heart, God is going to bless you, he's going to make you fruitful, and others are going to see that and are going to share in that. You see, it's like a tree, isn't it? A lovely tree that grows. Beautiful branches go out, leaves and everything. But that tree can also share. What can a tree do in its sharing? Any ideas? Yes?
Fruits.
It what, sorry?
Fruits.
Yes? What else can it do?
Yeah,
like when it's like seasons stuff, and you'll see so that all the like, bring out what it is,
so that you show the seasons fruit.
Right, yes. What else does a tree do? Any other ideas? Yes?
As a shade.
As a shade, yes. Something else it does as well. Something else. Nature, I'll give you a clue. Nature is blessed by trees. God's creation. Yes?
It doesn't make the land more beautiful or stuff.
It does. And what about animals?
And the animals that use the trees,
like
the food and stuff. So.
Yes? What else? Birds. Birds appreciate trees. Did you know that? They appreciate them in different ways than you and I do. You see, we can't fly onto a branch, but a bird can. The only way we can get up a tree is you have to climb, and that's hard work. But a bird doesn't have to climb, does it? So you see, God has created trees for blessing, and others can benefit from it. And so you, with Jesus in your life, are a blessing to others. You can be a blessing to your friends, and as God blesses you, so you can bless them as well. And that is what blessings are about. Blessings are not for you to get big and fat on, but they are to give out those blessings. Because the more you give out, the more God says, I will bless. Now, that's not the reason why we give out, but it's just its nature. The nature of blessing is to bless others, and God will abundantly bless you as well. So always remember, as a Christian, always be ready to give out, to provide, to share, where there's a need, and God will bless them.